Third pack of the Chorus, first Mishnah, Lekech, Behemim, and Anochi, Bosan buys an animal from a Koy, Vinu Yodea, and Bichwim, Lok Bichwim. He's not sure whether it had offspring before or not. Now, it's conceived in his possession, and he doesn't know whether this child is a Bichwim or not. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eiz ben Bashnos, Avada Lekoin. And goat within the first year is definitely a Koin. That means it would not have its second offspring within the first year of its life. So if it has an offspring now, it must be the Bechor. Kan Beilat Safik, afterwards the Safik. Rochel Bashna Shtayim Vadel HaKoin. Same thing with a sheep within 2 years, he says. A goat is within 1 year, sheep within 2 years, it would not have a second offspring. Kan Beilat Safik. Poel Chamo B'nei Sholosh Vadel HaKoin. Mikan Ve'elach Safik. A Parah up to, and Chamor up to 3 years. We could assume that this is the first offspring. It would not have a second offspring within 3 years. Afterwards, it's a suffix. Allah bekiva ilu bevlad bilvad behemen ifteres hoyikin tvarecha. If with that, in order to have be considered a second offspring, you have to have that it was a healthy child and then another healthy child, and you're right. I will armas simen vlad behema dakotinuf, that as if it had a miscarriage and there was just some decomposed matter or whatever you want to call it that came out of the animal, that basically is a embryo that started developing and just got all turned into some polarized matter, that's already enough. So Memela, that's already enough to consider that was the Bechor, and the second one will be another Bechor. Or Begasa Shilia, a big animal, like a cow, as long as it gave birth to a placenta, which is not fully developed, is enough. Or Beisha Shvila Shilia, a woman that has to have also this embryonic sac, and the Shilia, that's enough. So because he's saying that you can't go by these years, because even in, let's say in the first year of a goat, it could be had this miscarriage in the early stage of it, and then within the year it gave birth to its second offspring. So therefore, if you know that it gave birth before and the coin doesn't get anything, if you know that it didn't have offspring yet, then Avada goes to the coin. If you're in doubt, then like we learned before, you don't have to give it to the coin, but the Bailam eat it. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Aima, Beima Gasa, Shoshova Charoras Dam, Areza Tikove, a large animal that gave birth to a chunk of congealed blood, you should bury it. Why? Because that's already a stage that we assume that it has halacha of a leida, and the next offspring will not be bechor. So they said to bury it doesn't really mean halachically there's a chiv to bury it, you throw it in the garbage, but they want you dafka to bury it to publicize the fact that the next offspring will not be a bechor, the niftar bechor, the second offspring will not be a bechor.